بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. The history of Masjid al-Aqsa is very, very rich. And throughout the annals of history, there have been battles fought between the Muslims and the non-Muslims, particularly with the Crusaders, for the control of Masjid al-Aqsa. And Mufti Shafi Sahib, he writes, under the first few ayat of Surah Banu Israel in the 15 Juz, he explains that Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah Ta'ala has made it a barometer and a test to see the condition of the Ummah. That every time Masjid al-Aqsa was taken away from the Muslims, it was due to our turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the focus shifted from akhirat to the world, and then when the Ummah by and large engaged in sin and transgression, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent certain people, certain leaders. فَجَاسُوا خِلَالَ الدِّيَارِ. Then their armies entered into the homes, and they entered into the masjid. وَلِيَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدِ. And they would come in the masjid and desecrate the masjid. And it was in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu also, where we find Masjid al-Aqsa was in such a state. It is mentioned that it was made sort of like a dump. And there was a lot of filth that was kept there. Animals were there in the masjid also. It was in a very, very bad state. But when the Ummah had come upon deen, then once again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them that victory. I will read a little about the conquest of Masjid al-Aqsa by Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. It was the 15th year after Hijrah. It was the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu laid siege to Masjid al-Aqsa and Bayt al-Maqdis. The people of the city were prepared to surrender. This is also significant. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you that help and that awe, then they won't fight you. They will just surrender. And they entered into a peace treaty with the Muslims on condition that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu himself, he must come from Medina Sharif and he must make the treaty. The Christian bishop in Baytul Muqaddas said to Hazrat Abu Ubaidah, this city can only be conquered by a person whose description has been given in our scriptures. And we do not see anyone among you who matches this description. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu asked the bishop, what is the description of the man mentioned in your scriptures? So he replied, we will not mention his complete description to you. However, among the details that we find mentioned in the scriptures is that the person who will conquer this land is a man named Umar, who is the companion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is known by the title of Al-Faruq. He is a firm man who does not allow the criticism of people to prevent him from fulfilling and upholding the command of Allah. We do not see anyone among you who matches his description. Subhanallah, so much of detail they had received in their previous scriptures. Sahaba did not wish to burden Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu with a long journey from Medina Sharif. So they decided that they would put Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid in front of the Romans, because in looks he had resembled Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu quite closely. So when Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu appeared before them, they said, we find some resemblance in this person with the man mentioned in our scriptures, but still there are a few signs that we do not find in him. And it was then that Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu wrote to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and he requested him to come to Baytul Muqaddas. When the letter was received, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu made mashura. So many lessons. We'll just understand it by ourselves. He made mashura in Medina Sharif, whether he should travel or he should not travel. So he is the Khalifa, but he still saw the need to make mashura. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu advised Umar radiallahu anhu that you should accept their request and you should go. By not accepting the request and forcing them into submission, they would suffer more humiliation and disgrace. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu advised Umar radiallahu anhu to go, as it would lead to an easy victory for the Muslims without them suffering the difficulties of battle. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu preferred the suggestion of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu said that he should not accede to the request. He mustn't listen to the Christians. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said that he should go because this will prevent a battle. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu preferred Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu's suggestion and he left. And before departing, he appointed Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu as the deputy to govern Madinah Sharif in his absence. And then it continues to say, with what humility Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu went. He was riding a grey camel. He was riding in a simple manner. His legs were hanging down. He did not have stirrups on the saddle. And he had a simple woolen blanket. And he had placed that on the saddle and he was riding. And when he would sit, he would place that same blanket on the floor. He carried with him a shawl that was stuffed with fibers of a date palm. And he would use this as a cushion while riding and as a pillow after dismounting from the animal. His kurta was very thick and coarse. And due to the journey, the kurta became dusty and was also slightly torn close to the collar. So there are so much of details here. But what I want to mention is, he went with this extreme humility, and at one stage he had crossed like a stream, and he had walked bare feet, taking his socks and strapping it over his shoulders. So Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was a great Sahabi. When he went and he saw this, he said, "O Umar radiallahu anhu, you are the leader of the Muslims. What will the people think about you?" In between that, before that, they wanted him to wear a very, very elegant type of kurta. And Hazrat, he wasn't comfortable in the kurta. Then they gave him a certain horse to mount. And he feared that pride will enter his heart because the animal walks proudly. So he wanted to continue riding his camel. So there's so many things here. So anyway, he had taken his socks and he had placed it over his shoulders, walking in this humble manner. So Hazrat Abu Ubaidah said, "You have displayed such conduct with the people of the land that they will look down on you." And this is the lesson for us. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he struck Hazrat Abu Ubaidah on his chest and he said, "If only someone else besides you made this remark, O Abu Ubaidah." In other words, "I did not expect you to make such a remark." He said, "Indeed, you people were the most despised, disgraced and weak of the nations in the eyes of people. Allah Ta'ala honored you with Islam and blessed you with honor. If you have to seek honor in anything besides Islam, then Allah Ta'ala will disgrace you." So our elders are saying the disgrace today we are experiencing, despite our large numbers, and nobody is able to do anything, that they act with impunity. The armies of the world, the forces, it's glaring now. There's nothing to hide. This is oppression, this is dhulam, this is genocide, this is totally wrong. But nobody can do anything about it. Said Allah Ta'ala is in control. This disgrace that has come upon us is because by and large as an ummah, we have abandoned Islam. We're not talking about a few individuals, a handful. We're saying by and large as an ummah, what are the values of Islam? For example, let's take the first thing after Iman is Salah. Salah, which is a basic important ibadat in the life of a Muslim. How many Muslims? Now from that we can gauge how many other actions are in the life of Muslims. So there is a hadith, and I don't want to make the talk very, very lengthy. So, sallallahu alaykum dhullan. Allah Ta'ala will place some disgrace on you when certain actions are done in the ummah. And our elders say, all these actions are done. We won't go into those details on another occasion. And the hadith says, Allah will not remove that disgrace hatta tarji'una ila deenikum, until you return, hatta tarji'u ila deenikum, until you return to your deen. We make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as. Allah ta'ala remove all the difficulties from the ummah, give us the tawfiq to change and send his help. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.